A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm David Marsland, and this is The Leader.
So this is the Worcester.
Yes. You know your borders, eh?
Right, no, just says so, yes.
With his COVID winter plan still under wraps, Boris Johnson toured the British Gas Training Academy in Leicester, as if daring the headline writers to do their worst. Here he is, as scientists warn of another COVID peak, getting a lesson on how to deal with pressure.
You're checking the pressure of the gas.
And where better to get advice on what to do about a leak from a gas company.
You're checking this whole thing isn't leaking.
So this part here first, so one minute we're testing this bit to make sure there's no gas coming in.
Meanwhile, although many of the coronavirus proposals for the rest of this year have been widely trailed, the PM is staying tight-lipped on at least one aspect.
Can you rule out a winter lockdown, or is it still potentially on the table?
We've got to do everything that's right to protect the country, but the way things are going at the moment, we're very confident in the steps that we've taken. I'll be sending out a lot more tomorrow. I'll be giving a full update on the plans for the autumn and the winter.
And that is not a no. Well, our deputy political editor, David Bond, is in our Westminster office and he joins me now. David, there's been a lot of speculation about a pandemic firebreak and everyone sent back to their homes in face masks. Is there anything more to those rumours?
Well, it's very interesting because Boris Johnson was saying that they've got to do everything that's right to protect the country. So he's not ruled it out at this stage, despite there being lots of opposition to it from his backbenchers, the idea of having yet another lockdown, despite the comments from his own cabinet. So I think, you know, it's unlikely, but I think at the moment Johnson wants to keep it in his back pocket.
Have they completely ruled out vaccine passports now, though?
Well, again, there's some confusion and uncertainty. I mean, we had Nadeem Zahawi last week telling MPs that the plan was to still introduce them into nightclubs by the end of the month. Then by Sunday you had Sajid Javid, the health secretary, saying that actually it had been ruled out completely for now. So I think there is confusion. Number 10 again have sort of said that they want to retain the ability to use them at some point if needed. So I think there is a great deal of uncertainty. I think the only thing you can say for sure now is that they won't be coming in by the end of the month.
And we also have some uncertainty about face mask use as well, don't we?
Yeah, and again, I think, you know, so much of this, it will be really interesting to see what's in the detail when we get Boris Johnson's winter plan tomorrow. But Therese Coffey, the Work and Pension Secretary, was saying on Monday morning that a lot of these are sensible measures, I think were her exact words. They want to look at retaining, because I think the truth is, as the cases rise and, you know, it runs into winter flu, they're absolutely desperate not to have the health service overwhelmed again. So I think that they will just want to try and retain as many powers as possible, while at the same time signalling that they won't go back to those draconian lockdown measures, which really caused the economy to grind to a halt.
So I guess with all of this rumour and speculation going around, you can see why the Prime Minister kind of feels like he needs to make a statement to clear things up, doesn't he? And I guess, I wonder if that's been a theme throughout this pandemic, that it's all been a little bit muddy at times and people haven't been certain about what's going on.
Yeah, that's right. You know, critics of the government would say, well, they haven't helped themselves here because they've performed so many U-turns. I mean, again, you saw it going back to the point about vaccine certification over the weekend. You know, you had one minister saying one thing on, I think it was Wednesday. I think you had another minister, Oliver Dowden, on Friday saying that the plan was to still introduce them. Then by Sunday, you had Sajid Javid saying completely the opposite, and now number 10 saying, well, you know, they might still come in. So I think they don't help themselves with some of the messaging. It is obviously complicated. It's a fast-moving situation. you know, the truth is no one really knows what's going to happen at the moment. The data looks like it's going in the right direction in terms of hospitalizations and deaths, but, you know, there is still a possibility of a new variant coming along, or if the vaccine starts to not be, you know, as effective through the winter months, then, you know, Boris Johnson would be in, you know, face all sorts of criticism if he was then to say, well, I'm going to rule out taking any of these measures in the future if the NHS looks like being overwhelmed.
One thing we do know, in fact, pretty much the only thing we know about the impact of coronavirus right now is its effect on the economy. We can see it laid bare. We know there have been job losses. And the Prime Minister has been talking about trying to kind of re-up the economy today, hasn't he?
He has. And I mean, if you look at the GDP figures for last week, again, sort of signalling some concern about the true effects coming through on the economy after the sort of boost with reopening coming in the summer, that perhaps the economic recovery, you know, is going to level off a bit. It's not going to be as strong as expected. So clearly the Chancellor, Rishi Sunak, extremely worried about this. You know, I think one of the things that Johnson really wants to do is try and get people's focus post-pandemic on the economic recovery, on job creation. So he was obviously very keen to be talking up sort of apprenticeships and jobs for graduates during his visit to Leicester on Monday, to try and create this sense that, you know, there are a lot of jobs out there. Again, Therese Coffey was talking about the number of vacancies and this sense that, you know, that their plan to save jobs has worked. You know, they're very keen to emphasise the way that the furlough scheme has helped a lot of people out, but that, you know, the furlough scheme is winding down, and so you might start to see that coming through in terms of unemployment numbers in the coming weeks. But, you know, whether the economic recovery can sort of hold course is a very big question for Johnson.
Yeah, and if he wants to shift the conversation away from the pandemic itself and back towards levelling up the country, as he says, then avoiding that overwhelming of the NHS over these coming months is going to be essential to that, isn't it, dude?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Hence, we go back to that point about the lockdown, that, you know, they really can't afford to have another lockdown, you know, in the coming months. They'll be desperate to avoid that at all costs. And I mean, one of the interesting things to look for in the winter plan when it comes on Tuesday will be to just see which pieces of legislation are going to be taken out of the government's toolbox on this, because that will tell us which things they think they no longer need. So things like, you know, laws to close schools, to detain infectious people, restrict large gatherings and other events. You know, that will really give us a sense of the direction of travel. Of course, they can always just bring back in legislation at a later date, as they did during the real peak of the pandemic. But I think, you know, I think they want to message to people that this thing is over, that Boris Johnson is keen that people learn to live with it, even though, of course, you know, deaths are still at a significant level.
You can read more from David in the Evening Standard newspaper and online at standard.co.uk, where you'll also be able to follow breaking news on this story and everything else on our live blog. That's the Leader podcast. We're back tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author Elizabeth Gilbert about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.